Well, folks, we have a real in-studio treat for you now. We've been joined, while you were listening to that tune, by two young ladies who are going to entertain us with some music and some stories about their backgrounds and how they got to where they are now, musically. And that is Reina Del Cid and Tony Lindgren. They are here from St. Paul, or the Twin Cities at any rate, but St. Paul has been the home base for a while, and going to be playing at the Tavern tonight and tomorrow night. So, Reina and Tony, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Now, let me just start out with asking you a little bit about who you are right now musically, and then eventually we'll play some tunes, and then we'll come back to how you got, or what you were 5 years ago, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So why don't you tell us about your music now, and where you play, and so on. I don't know if you've ever been up to the North Shore before to play.
Yeah, actually, this is probably our fifth time.
I know.
Tony and I are both big fans of the outdoors, so every time we come up here, we like to bring our snowshoes with and kind of get some hiking in and stuff. So any excuse to get up here is good for us. So
we've got snow for you now.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yeah, I'm told that we got here right at the right time.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah, I would say who we are right now. We call ourselves a folk rock band. Today it's just me and Tony. So. Two young ladies with a guitar, I guess you could call us today. But usually we've got a full band with an upright bass, a drum set. We play with an organ player. So it's kind of a blend of folk and rock styles, I guess. And we just got off the road and played a show with Harmar Superstar at Paramount Theater in Austin, Minnesota. We've been kind of getting around regionally and doing a lot of stuff around the state and around Wisconsin. So we just released an album. It's called The Cooling. And that's kind of a marker of... You know, it's the only album we've released in the last, 4 years, so we're proud of that, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
What was the thing I saw on your website, Blueprints and Plans?
That was our first one, so that came out back in, the early part of 2012.
Okay.
So that was, we were babies then, basically, mm-hmm. just doing kind of a raw folk thing.
But it was the two of you.
Yep, the two of
from
us.
That far back.
Mm-hmm, yep, mm-hmm. Tony's played with me from the very beginning, really, mm-hmm. so.
That album's really fun, because it's actually... We weren't even really a band when we recorded it. It was still, we still barely knew each other. And I think I practiced with him probably two times before. I was the last one to join the band.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, all right, we're going to record this album. So it's a very young version of us. I still love it, but
we kind of threw it all together in the studio. So
yeah.
it's a fun thing, and also kind of makes me cringe a little. So certain parts of it. So.
Well, I mentioned earlier, and you can confirm now, that where the best place to get information about you folks is on your website.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that is Reina, R-E-I-N-A, Del Cid, D-E-L-C-I-D.com. So folks, is that where people would... find out how to buy your music if they wanted to buy the CD?
Yep, we've got an online store there. You can also just download it off of iTunes.
Okay.
So we try to put it everywhere we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to come back and find out how you got the name Reina Del Cid, but let's hear a tune first.
Sure. So this is a brand new one. Just wrote it. It's called Treat Me Right. And Tony usually is a guitar player, but she's going to play harmonica on this one. Myself a sweet love, and he knows to treat me right. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my baby knows to treat me right. And he works upon a railroad, and he works there day and night. Thank you. don't come home until the stars shine bright. The Lord will call him up. And I'll stand alone with all my wasted love. But till then I got my sweet love, and he knows to treat me right. Take one, Tony. Till then, I got my sweet love. He knows to treat me right. Oh yeah, my baby knows to treat me right. Oh yeah, my baby knows to treat me right.
Raina Del Cid and Tony Lindgren. Beautiful. Beautiful song. Is that autobiographical? Or?
Well, you know, I was watching a lot of kind of like old blues men sort of thing just a guy and his guitar, and I was kind of influenced by that style. Just got into like a YouTube vortex one day and just kind of watched a bunch of that stuff, like the old Robert Johnson stuff. And I just thought I'd try to write a song in that style, and that's kind of what came out.
That was great. Yeah, that was really nice. And the harmonica that set that off beautifully. So.
Oh, thank you.
That was very sweet.
It's a little different for me. I don't know. I've never been too into the wind instruments, but
well,
it's the closest
it a bluesy
thing.
Feel, though.
Yeah. It seems appropriate.
All right. You know, I thought when I saw your name, Raina, that it was the name of the band, but it's you.
It's like an artist name, a stage name.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
How did you get that? I mean, how did you choose that?
A long time ago, I had a friend in college that she used to name all of her instruments, and she made fun of me for never having a name for my guitar. And so I was reading a lot of Spanish literature at the time, and I named my guitar El Cid after a Spanish knight that I was reading about. And I thought later when I was coming up with a name for myself, I thought, well, if my guitar is named El Cid and it's a knight, then I would be the queen, which is Reina in Spanish. So Reina del Cid, basically I'm the queen of my guitar, which is a knight. So it's a long, kind of long-winded and very nerdy story, but that's how I got
that's cool. What was the Spanish literature you were reading at the time?
Mostly stuff about El Cid, like Rodrigo Diaz, and I read a lot of like Cervantes and stuff. So a lot of like Don Quixote type stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's great. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
All time.
That's the stuff if you're going to read the Spanish literature.
Yeah.
It's like, do you read Shakespeare? I mean, that's the equivalent. So,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So you're not Spanish.
I'm actually half Spanish.
Oh,
so
you are.
I'm half Norwegian, half Spanish. Mm-hmm. They kind of cancel each other out almost. It's like the dark skin, the very light skin. So, yeah.
Well, Lindgren has got to have a little Scandinavian.
Oh, yeah, of course. Actually, my entire extended family is from Minnesota and various parts. So, yeah.
There's a lot of non-Scandinavians in Minnesota, you know, but
up here, not so many. Yeah, I guess so. I was going to say, up here, everyone's really tall and blonde-haired. Yeah.
Let's back up a little bit, and I was looking at on your website talking about your development from a time when you were making YouTube videos in your dorm room or something like that. So how did you get started as a musician and a singer, a writer and so on?
Probably around the time I decided to name that guitar, El Cid. I think, in college, I kind of just spent a lot of my time writing music, and it was really just for me. And at a certain point, I posted something on YouTube. This was back when YouTube was brand new, so it had just come out. Not that many people were really using it. I didn't really know what it was for exactly. I just knew people were uploading stuff, and a lot of it was music. So I put a song of mine that I'd just written on there for my aunt, who lived in a different state, to see it. And I kind of forgot about it for like 6 months, and she watched it. She's like, oh, it's great that you're writing songs. And then I signed in 6 months later and saw that it was something like 50,000 people had seen the video. And I was like, well, that's really surprising. So I posted a few more, and I kind of, a fan base started to gather around that. And so that's kind of how it got started, and eventually formed a band, and now we play out. But it really was not something I intended as a career, but it's kind of turned into that. So
where were you, where was college?
University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. So I came from Fargo, where I'm from, to go to Minneapolis for school.
Did you read Don Quixote when you were at the university?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yep, I was going to minor in Spanish. I never did take that very last class that would have given me that minor, but I got a lot of great literature out of it. So
that's a great that's a great name.
Thank you.
I mean, I looked up the. I knew El Cid. I knew him vaguely what he was, a knight. Of some kind or other, back in. So I looked them up today, and this 11th century or something like that.
Yeah, way back then.
Way back when.
Yeah.
And of course, Don Quixote is sort of a spoof on knight errantry. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
In a way.
There's a lot of traffic between the two, I would say.
Yeah.
Is your band still known as the Citizens with the C?
No, we kind of dropped that. That was a clever little thing Tony came up with a while back. That
we thought we should have a band name so that people knew that there was more to the band than just Reyna. So that was, I don't know. I thought that was really clever at the time. And then later on, we were Reyna does it on its own. That's just fun.
Yeah, you could have it Reyna and her small group, or Reyna and her large group. You're all...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Reyna, small Reyna.
So this is a small Reyna now. But you two are the anchors, gather, of the whole
the
process.
Heart and soul.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you guys have been busy. You say you're just down in Austin. You're playing with this. What's this group you're like going around the state playing for?
Well, we just kind of played with him with Harmar Superstar for that show, and then we've been doing a lot of stuff. We've got some concert series coming up.
We actually went to Iceland recently made a video there, so that should be coming out soon.
Really?
That's the big travel item on the agenda for the last couple months. So, yeah.
What kind of music did you play there for that video?
It's a song off the record. It's
a
called
song.
Yep.
Okay.
It's called Death Cap, and it's just perfect for that landscape. It's just kind of an eerie and beautiful landscape in Iceland. But we couldn't be more thrilled with how it turned out, and we're excited to release it.
And the Cooling's getting rave reviews, right? Like, I've done my homework here and see, like, you guys definitely hit the mark with the critics.
Yeah, it's been well received, and we've been really lucky to get a lot of support. Because of the album, so it's been really nice.
You've also DJed on The Current, is that true?
Yeah, I did a stint where I was a DJ for a month, and that was really interesting. Usually I'm on this side of the microphone over here playing with my guitar, and so it was interesting to kind of turn the tables and learn about all the dials and knobs and buttons that DJs push and all that goes into the planning of a program. So that was really, it was a lot of fun. And The Current is such a great station, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you worked with an old colleague of mine, Mark Wheat.
Oh, yeah. Right? Like, he's a great guy, too.
Everyone loves Wheat.
Yeah. I thought he was Australian, but turns out he's British. So
right.
I offended him, I think, by saying that.
Oh, I think that's how he got that gig.
Yeah.
Having that accent.
Yeah.
Now, The Cooling, it's kind of a darker album, right? It's got some pretty heavy tones. Yeah. How do you keep the positivity when you're out touring? Like, is it something you can turn on, turn off?
Yeah, I mean, some of The Cooling is brighter, so it's not like we're constantly bombarding audiences with terrible images of death and suffering or anything like that. But I mean, we're all really kind of positive people in the band. I don't know why we write dark music, like we do, but
it's folk.
Yeah, and not all of it is, but I don't know. We've got a tender little love song called The Fall in there that we like to kind of switch it up with. And really the only truly really dark song is the title track, The Cooling. And that's a song we really need like our whole string section to play. And so that's actually one we don't play as much, which is interesting.
Yeah. And that, the title. That's the cooling referred to there, I gather, is the cooling of the person after dying.
After they've died. Yeah. So it basically takes a look at all the moments that would come right after death. If you were to not actually, like, your spirit doesn't leave, like, yeah, you basically it's a zombie song, you right. know, it's like I died but now I'm still walking around, what's going on? So,
yeah. And you recorded this at the legendary Pachyderm Studios.
That's right. Yeah.
What about that? Now, you had a hard time sleeping?
A little bit. There, it did feel like the ghost of Kurt Cobain might have been walking around in the guest house. I know they stayed there and they did like a demo or something for that for In Utero at Pachyderm. So there's been a lot of people that have gone through there, and it was such a great experience. It's a beautiful studio out in the middle of the woods and in Cannon Falls, which is one of the most gorgeous, you know, places in Minnesota.
I was going to say, when we arrived, I didn't know Cannon Falls. Isn't really on my radar, so I didn't know what to expect. But we pulled in the driveway, and it's amazing. It's bumped up right next to a wildlife refuge. So there's like a really beautiful creek that runs through the back. And like if you open up your windows at night, as you're sleeping in the house by the studio, you can hear it. And
you can go trout fishing there?
If you're a fisher, yeah, you can. Yeah. Evidently, yeah. Some bands like have caught a lot of trout. It's and they taste really good.
How'd you get the keys to that place?
I don't know. I don't know why they gave us the keys.
Oh, yeah.
You got a good producer?
I was the producer, so I don't know about that. But yeah.
Nicely done.
It kind of looks like the Brady Bunch house, but like glorified. It's really beautiful. They kind of like remodeled it all in like 70s theme, like shag carpeting. It's really cool.
Yeah, in the coolest possible way. That doesn't sound so cool.
It doesn't, but it was really awesome.
Shag carpeting, yeah. Yeah. Well.
Sounds really cool.
I first thought the cooling had something to do with global warming, but and I
that would be a little more appropriate to the times, I think. Yeah.
How about another yeah. song?
So this is a song called "Runner in the Sun." We wrote this one when we were on tour a couple years ago. We were sitting around a campfire and wrote this one. So every time I play it, I smell burning marshmallows. Hopefully you do too. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Grow long and the nights are cold. These chains are old and I'm too young. So I'll be gone when morning comes. I'm just a runner in the sun. Now I won't ever come back there or curl my hair for anyone. You can't make me be someone. I'm just a runner. I read Tony Chirwan.
Great tune.
That's nice. Now I know why Will Moore was so excited about you. Right? Have you met our
our music director? Yeah, we talked to Will last time we were here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been bumping you all week.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So the big shows tonight and tomorrow at the tavern.
Yep.
The Gunflint Tavern, downtown Grand Marais.
We start at 8:30 tonight, I believe.
Yep. That's the usual.
Yep. Yeah, but there. You know, it's usually subject to the dinner. When most folks are done
eating. It's not a tight schedule.
Yeah. No. And I think it's cool to start late, too. You want to kind of ice them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them some expectations.
Cool. Yeah.
As we slowly set up our PAs.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you have your lyrics on this website somewhere?
No, there aren't any lyrics on the website. I probably should add a page, though.
They are. Most of them are on the YouTube videos, if you look at the...
Oh, they are. Section. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So any given song, you could find it in the YouTube video, in the description box. Yeah.
Are you guys professional musicians? Is you just play?
I actually am a full-time musician. I just do this band. Tony just quit her day job. She's about to quit.
Soon. Soon I will be.
Next month is her month of freedom starting then. So that's gonna
nice.
Be
awesome.
Call it freedom. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I feel like you work harder now as a musician than you ever did before.
I do work harder now than I ever did at the desk job. That's really? That's for sure. But it's better work. So
Well, I noticed on the website again the statement saying, faced with the question of influences, Reina Del Cid cites literary rather than musical heroes.
That's right.
Who are some of your literary heroes?
Man, that's like asking, you know, a movie buff what their favorite movies are. There's just so many out
there. No, I don't mean, I just said, what are your musical heroes? Not what's the most significant one. You can name several.
There's so many. I would say, you know, right up there would be like Virginia Woolf, Sylvia Plath, a lot of the sort of modernist writers, I guess, I really gravitate to. But I also really love the really old stuff, you know, medieval stuff. I love Shakespeare, obviously. Every good English major, I think, has to love Shakespeare. So
you were an English major?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I think it's what made me into a songwriter more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And Tony, what about you?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of who I've been listening to lately. I love bluegrass, so Clarence White has kind of been a big influence on me. I love the blues, so Derek Trucks, Duane Allman, that kind of... style. I'm trying to think of contemporary artists that I've been really excited about lately. There's this guy called Delicate Steve. He's kind of a newer slide player. If you haven't heard of him, you should check him out. He does kind of a blend of like electronic music with slide guitar. It's really cool. So those have been the names that I've been into lately. But same thing, way too many. I don't even know where to start.
Where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
I'm from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I actually...
So sort of halfway between here and St. Paul, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Fond du Lac. Oh, you're way over on the other...
No, yeah, so you're thinking of...
there's a Fond du Lac right below
exactly,
Duluth.
Exactly, yeah. And whenever I say I'm from Fond du Lac, people always are like, oh, yeah, really close. I'm like, no, it's like 5 hours.
Way on the other side.
Yeah, so I actually went to the University of Minnesota, too, as an environmental science major, and then decided to try out jazz band while I was there. And I met the bass player and the drummer were playing with Reina, so then they invited me to play with her, and that's kind of how I met up with the whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I'm the only Scani in the band, so.
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah.
The only what?
Scani.
Scani?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I've never heard that one before. Should I know that? Cheesehead is what we usually refer to.
Scani. Scony. Scani.
Wisconsinites.
Yeah.
Token. Nice.
So what does that make you if you're from Minnesota?
I don't know.
A soda?
Oh, maybe. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Soda. Yeah. Minnesotan. There's no shortening that.
No.
So what's the Twin Cities music scene like nowadays? What's the hot clubs?
The Turf Club was remodeled recently, and I feel like that's been hopping a lot.
I think it's always going to be First Ave, though. I mean, it's like anything that's really hot, you know, that everyone wants to see, generally you're going to go to First Ave to see it.
Ice House, too, though. That's been a great venue. Lately.
The Ice House is a great, smaller sort of venue, a little more intimate, has some of the best music in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
What about your venue? Have you got a venue now or not?
You know, we used to play every Monday at the Amsterdam in St. Paul.
I saw that on your website.
We stopped that about a year and a half ago, I think. So now we don't really have a home base anymore, but we play, you know, the Ice House, the Cedar, the Turf Club. Those are the places you could probably find us if we're playing in the Twin Cities. So,
And how'd you get hooked up at the tavern? What's the North Shore connection? The sports? The outdoors?
I think I just hassled Jeff enough, and eventually he booked us. You know, it took some time, and eventually he did. And that was like maybe 3 years ago, the first show we played there. And what draws me up here is really just like the amazing, you know, trails. And Tony and I are both big outdoors people, so any excuse to get up north is good for us.
Well, snowshoeing or cross country skiing will be fine up there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
we brought our snowshoes; they're in the trunk. So
good. All right. We're ready for another tune, are we not, Dave?
More songs, please.
This is the song off of The Cooling called This One's Gonna Hurt.
You say you got my number from a friend. Now you're at my door just dying to get in. You don't know the fire from the wood. You can come on in, but I don't think you should. Now I'm not gonna say I'm keeping score, but you should know I've been in love before. And the sequel's never equal to the first. You can come on in, but this one's gonna hurt.
Okay, what was the name of that tune, Raina?
This One's Gonna Hurt.
This One's Gonna Hurt. There were several versions of hurt in there. As I, stinging and smart.
Yep.
You were going to emphasize that.
I may have used a thesaurus writing that song. Yeah.
English major. Literary major.
English major.
English major.
Yeah.
So how do you get started on a song like that?
Oh man, that one, you know, sometimes a song will just kind of write itself and just pop into your head kind of fully formed, and that's one of the songs. Other songs you'll just sit with for like maybe months or even years, you know, and things slowly eke in. You'll get inspiration from various parts. But that one just kind of, I don't know, I can't even really remember. It just kind of happened one day. I just was sitting in front of the guitar, and that song kind of fell out of my mouth. So.
So are you just strumming on the guitar, or do you sit down at a desk and with a pad and start writing?
Definitely never in front of a desk or even really with a pen or anything. Just kind of the guitar and just humming along and like kind of gobbledygook lyrics at first will kind of come out, and then eventually they'll start to make sense, and you start to revise from there. So.
And do you have a story in mind that you're going to tell or not?
For this one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think so. That mm-hmm. one's just about characters in my yeah. head. A lot of my songs involve me or people I know really well, but many of them are just kind of made up. So mm-hmm. that would be that one for sure.
Is it a collaborative effort? Do you get the band in on it?
These days, you know, it really started out just being me writing the songs. They came fully formed to the band and they kind of came up with parts. But now Tony's been very involved, I think, lately, at least with the newest batch of songs, just kind of helping, not so much at the lyrical level, but just musically. She just, you know, kind of puts her own spin on things and really kind of changes it for the better, I would say. So
I think you can actually hear that too if you listen to Blueprint's Plans, which is really great songs, but it's like great songs with kind of like a musical backdrop. And now this most recent album, it's more of a, everything's a little more orchestrated and cohesive.
It's a
sounding.
Total, it's a whole.
Yeah, we had string players come in and we had someone compose parts for them and it, mm-hmm. it kind of just moves together as mm-hmm. opposed to the first one where it's a little bit more of like separate songs that are all in the same place.
What's the challenge of playing with just two people, with no percussion, for example, or bass?
I really enjoy it because it makes you think differently. But I think the challenge is that we've been playing so much as a full ensemble lately that to kind of you wait for some of the fills or the cues, and they're not there. So you have to really be on your toes and ready mm-hmm. for the next thing because there's not going to be a drum fill before you come in with your solo.
Yeah. But you can provide a lot of percussion, basically, with guitar. Yes.
That's why I'm lucky to have Tony, because she's like a one-woman band. Mm-hmm. You know, she really fills out the sound, even with just guitar and harmonica and whatever it is she's playing. So,
did you play in other bands before coming in on this one?
Yeah. When I was in Wisconsin, I did a lot of different projects. I was in a bluegrass band that I really enjoyed, a couple of ska bands back when that was kind of a thing. Right now I'm in a funk band too. That's been a lot of fun. So
can I just say it's a 9-piece all-girl funk band. So all kinds of horns.
Yeah, so what do you play with that? You play electric?
I play guitar. Yeah, electric.
Electric guitar, yeah.
Wow. They're amazing. They're called Pocket Watch. Some if you're ever in the Twin Cities and Pocket Watch is playing, you should check them out.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's cool. I think we've got time for a couple more, or at least one more for sure.
Oh, you can do a short one and then a normal size one. How about that? Sandwich them maybe?
That should work just fine.
Yes, please.
Let's do the love song. Let's begin.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Here's the thing. There you go. You don't see it, but I know you could be my lover. And all the fish in the sea, they don't mean a thing to me, 'cause I don't want no other. Handsome boys, pretty girls, there's nobody in the world who puts such silly thoughts in my head. You like butterflies, pizza pies, and the copper pennies in your eyes are worth more than I could spend. So, oh my dear, dear friend, let's begin. Let's begin. Here we are, just me and you. The only thing that I can do is wish you were my lover. Days like this, I get by till my feelings multiply, and you just pull me under. Rockstar boys, fashion girls, there's nobody in the world who keeps my starving heart fed. You're like Ferris wheels and football fields, and heaven knows the way I feel when you're dancing through my head. So, oh my dear, dear friend, oh my dear, dear friend, let's begin.
Raina Del Cid on vocal and Tony Lindgren on guitar. That was sweet.
Thank you. So Toni mentioned earlier she was in a bluegrass band back in Fond du Lac, where she's from. And every now and then I love to have her bluegrass moments in my band. So I wrote this song. It used to be really slow, and Toni came along and turned it into a bluegrass song. It's called Medium.
Talking to Spring today, he begged her to remember his face and how the sun couldn't touch him where the ice used to lay. With her warm eyes, Spring looked away, got miles away from the buildings and lights, life by your side in the dark. And while the wheat and the rye tell us how we used to be, all the trees put their leaves in my heart. Now this isn't me, I say it to the street here, to the people I never loved. And this isn't mine, this beautiful line that's crashing through my medium. All right, Toni. Wondering what my eyes should see, but the earth promised seasons and brought them in time to the girl who used to be me. Now this isn't me, I say it to the street here, to the people I never loved. And this isn't mine, this beautiful line that's crashing through my medium. It's hard sometimes to see the difference between what's lost and what you've changed. But the colors are brighter now, and the moonlight's softer on my range. 1, 2. This beautiful line that's crashing through my medium. It's always crashing through my medium.
Whoa. That was Reina on the vocals, of course, but then Toni with the flying fingers over there on the guitar. Yeah, that was real bluegrass.
I think that was one of the first ones we wrote together, actually.
Yeah. That, well, I would say you basically rewrote that song, which is great.
How do you mean? What do you mean? Wrote the, well, it used the to be, lyrics or the...
Well, the lyrics were there, but they were really kind of slow and droopy. And Toni came in, and obviously it's not slow and droopy anymore.
Is it all originals? Do you guys have any covers?
We do some covers, every now and then. We mostly do originals. That's mostly what we do. But we throw some Bob Dylan in there, some Bill Withers every now and then.
Wow. Well, folks are in for a great, great experience live at the tavern tonight.
Well, we are delighted to have had the opportunity to have you here in the studio, because we get our own private concert.
That's why I do it. That's why I do it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, you know, and there is time for one more song.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Okay.
Not to put you on the spot, but you're so good.
What did I say your genre was here at some point? Somebody was talking about pop rock or something.
Folk rock.
Yeah. So give us another example of something like that. Maybe.
Whiskey? Can we do a whiskey song?
Yeah, okay. So
we told them there might be an open-ended number of tunes here, and so they, we can always improvise.
Well,
so
this is our improvisation pros. Here. This is our audible that we're going to throw
nice.
In. It's a song that we wrote about whiskey, one of our favorite things. And it's called Whiskey Down. Oh, and then Toni just reminded me that we changed the key. That was not going to be pretty if that didn't happen.
Other way, two down.
Okay, right here. There we go. All right, we got it. Ready to roll.
I'll take another shot of that whiskey down, and I'll drag myself around this boring town, and somewhere between the reds and greens of the streetlights, I'll find you. Now I probably won't, hey, but maybe I will, and all the tears I cry over the milk I spill will form a beautiful stream that flows wild and free from the fountains of the brokenhearted. We're still moving on and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking up in my heart. I know I can bear the load, but still it makes it hard when you didn't fall as far. And see, I can tell that you're doing swell. Well, my private hell, it burns me up, and I love in you got me high, it's true, but I'm headed for the ground. I'll take the whiskey down. I'll take just one more shot of that whiskey down, and I'll pick another jewel off my fool's gold crown. I'm the ruler of the fools in love in the kingdom of the brokenhearted. Now I said I wouldn't call, hey, but maybe I will, and watch the water fall over the dam I built. And when the levees all break, then every mistake will rush me back to where I started. Away or still moving on, and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking up in my heart. I know I can bear the load, but still it makes it hard when you didn't fall as far. And see, I can tell that you're doing swell. Well, my private hell, it burns me up, and I nothing you got me high, it's true, but I'm headed for the ground. I'll take the whiskey down. I'll take it down to the ground.
All right, Tony, let's switch it up.
I'll take just one more shot of that whiskey down, and I'll drag myself around this boring town, and somewhere between the reds and greens of the streetlights, I'll find you. We're still moving on, and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking up in my heart. I know I can bear the load, but still it makes it hard when you didn't fall this far. And see, I can tell that you're doing swell. Well, my private hell, oh, it burns me up, and now loving you got me high, it's true, but I'm headed for the crown. I take the whiskey down. I take the whiskey down. I take the whiskey down. I take the whiskey down.
Beautiful. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank
That's
you so
be
much,
the Will's
you guys.
Pick of the week.
Will's pick
That's
of the
Will's
week.
Pick of the week. The whole
have
show.
A great time down at the tavern, and folks, you are listening out there, you can get yourself down to see these two ladies tonight at 8:30 and tomorrow as well. So have a great and don't drink too much whiskey, but the listeners can drink as much as they want.
Yeah. As long as they got a designated driver. And listen, anytime you're back in town,
yeah,
you sure gotta, you know, see us, look us up.
We'd love to. Definitely.
Keep us in on the hip folk rock and your burgeoning careers. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.